This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. The prestigious James Beard Awards, sort of like the Oscars of the food and restaurant world, were held in Chicago last night. And for the second year in a row, an indigenous chef brought home high honors. Sherry Pocknett, a citizen of the Mashpee Wampanoag tribe and owner of the Sly Fox Den 2 restaurant in Charlestown, Rhode Island, was named the best chef in the Northeast region. She's part of a growing number of Native chefs and restaurateurs bringing indigenous foods to the mainstream and proving there's a market for those cuisines. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has more.
Go to any powwow in the Northeast, and Chef Sherry's food stand is the one with the longest line. But anyone will tell you that a Sly Fox bluefish plate or a venison sandwich is worth waiting for. She accepted her award last night in a buckskin dress and wampum jewelry.
I represent the whole Northeast tribes. Our cooking ways. Ooh, this was a surprise.
Full disclosure, I grew up eating Sherry's food, and I can attest that like a lot of seemingly up-and-coming Native chefs, she's actually been a treasure in her home community for decades. So why did it take mainstream foodies so long to catch up?
I ask myself that question a lot.
Crystal Wapipa is a Kickapoo chef. Early in her career, she was warned that people just weren't interested in indigenous ingredients and recipes.
I heard that it's not marketable.
But when she got a chance to open her own restaurant in Oakland, she served Kickapoo food anyway.
Things I grew up on. I grew up on beans, corn, squash, a lot of cornbread.
She says Wapipa's Kitchen's customer base is growing alongside other indigenous restaurants that have opened since the start of the pandemic in the Twin Cities, Seattle, Oklahoma City.
Hey, it's happening, man. We're rocking.
Loretta Barrett Odin, a Potawatomi chef and food historian, says since she first got started in the 90s, she's seen interest in indigenous cuisines wax and wane.
But this time, by golly, it's sticking.
In part, she says, because social media is driving people to these restaurants. And she says recognition on the biggest night in food can't hurt. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.